Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Last year, your generosity sparked something incredible. More than 150 countries now have people praying the rosary together. Because of you, the ripple effect of prayer has spread far and wide. Now we have a unique opportunity to amplify this mission. Four couples have offered to match every dollar you give, up to $1 million. That means every gift you make is doubled, helping us bring even more people to Jesus through Mary this Advent season. Imagine the grace and blessings that await us as more hearts are open to the power of the Rosary. Will you join us? Click donate below this episode's transcript and be part of this extraordinary mission. Together, we can make this Christmas unforgettable. So, let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Fire is one of the scariest of all natural phenomena. Whether you watch reports of forest fires in California, or see black smoke billowing up from somewhere in your neighborhood, and hear the sirens of the fire trucks as they race toward the source. And that's usually when my grandsons want to follow. But fire is scary. Once it gets going, it doesn't let up. It's insatiable. It consumes everything, spreads everywhere, starts from a spark, and diffuses itself like it's governed by an exponentially increasing algorithm. And yet, this is exactly what Christ said he wanted to do. He said he wanted to start a fire. In the Gospel of Luke, he says, "I have come to start a fire on this earth, and how much I long for it to be kindled." What did he mean? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We've said that fire is all-consuming and relentless in its movement. Fire has a kind of restless inner dynamism, an energy that comes from inside itself. Fire, like heat, is movement. And this is God himself. He is pure energy. He burns with power. When Isaiah saw the Lord, God was adorned by the burning seraphim who tended the hot coals at God's altar. In fact, the word seraphim means the burning ones. God is the heat of pure love and pure power, which in God are the same thing. And just as his power stretches everywhere, so does his love. And just as fire wishes to spread itself to everything, so does God. Whenever there is a selfish idol, God's love seeks to overpower it, to consume it with love. Moses told the Israelites, "The Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. He's not jealous for his sake. He's jealous for our sakes. He hates to see us shivering and alone with our little stone idols of cold money, boring sex, tired ambition. And he will send us the fire of his love, until we have come alive with his life, until we burn and are warmed with his love. And that is why he has sent us his Son." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Christ is the divine fire in human form. He is the spark of divine flame that God has sent to heat and light a cold, dark world. But do you remember what they said to themselves after he had revealed himself in the breaking of the bread, they realized that they should have recognized him, not because of how he looked, but because of the effect he had on them. They said, "Were not our hearts burning within us?" That's the effect the Lord had on them. He filled their heart with fire. He made their heart burn. Why? Because he was the vessel of divine fire. And for our sake, he offered his life like a burnt offering. The English martyr, Saint Robert Southwell, wrote a poem where Jesus explains his sacrificial fire of love. Jesus says, "My faultless breast, the furnace is, the fuel, wounding thorns. Love is the fire, and sighs the smoke, the ashes, shames and scorns. The fuel justice layeth on, and mercy blows the coals. The metal in this furnace wrought are men's defiled souls." Fire doesn't just heat or light or spread. It purifies. And the suffering fire that burned Christ up on Calvary made the purification and the enkindling of the human race possible for the fires of Pentecost. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When the Holy Spirit descended upon Mary in Nazareth, he lit the fire of Christ in the world. And when the Holy Spirit descended upon Mary and the apostles in the upper room, it was in the form of fire, so that the fire of the church could blaze throughout the world. And ever since then, The blessed fire that is the church has been a wildfire across space and time. It never goes out. You can't put it out. Caesars, kings, communists, they've all tried to extinguish it, but it only flares up again and more aggressively. Just when it seems to be dying out in the West, it breaks out again in Africa or East Asia. The fire of the church, the fire lit at Calvary and set loose across the globe at Pentecost, that fire has only grown. The number of souls who count themselves Catholic has only ever grown since it first broke the bounds of Jerusalem. And now we are the tenders, the bearers of that fire. And what shall we do with that flame? What shall we do to make it grow brighter, hotter, and burn across more of God's earth? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the question is, how are we going to spread the fire that God longs to have enkindled across the world? I was thinking of the dream that Blessed Jane, the mother of Saint Dominic, had before he was born. While she was still pregnant with Dominic, she had this dream of a dog running through the world with a torch in its mouth, setting everything on fire. She couldn't understand it, so she went to a monk and he said, "The son to whom you will give birth will be that dog who will set fire to the world." Her son was born. She named him Dominic, which is a funny play on words, which means dogs of the Lord. And then Mary gives Dominic the rosary, and Dominic and the Dominicans spread the rosary all over the world. And that's how they set the world on fire. That's what we should do. We should just be the dogs of the Lord who share the rosary with everybody else. We should invite people to pray the rosary with us. We should share the rosary podcast with other people. We should start rosary groups. We can ignite the world on fire the way Dominic did with the rosary. So maybe as a resolution, do one of those things. Either share the rosary podcast with somebody, or invite somebody to pray the rosary with you, or most of all, start a rosary group and let's set the world on fire. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what did that meditation make you reflect upon?
Well, you know, we just came back from our pilgrimage in France.
No way.
And
sorry.
One of the places that I love the most is Paré, where Jesus revealed his Sacred Heart to Margaret Mary Alacoque.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been very moved by the way that Jesus, think of the image of the Sacred Heart. It's his heart, literally with fire coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he when he revealed his Sacred Heart, as you remember in the Rosary meditation we just did a few days ago, that he revealed his heart as a burning furnace of love. And I was so struck when he took Margaret Mary Alacoque's heart out of her, put it into his burning furnace of love, and then he took her heart back out on fire, put it back in her. And that's exactly what that's what's supposed to happen every time we receive the Eucharist. Because the priest asks us at Mass, invites us, lift up your hearts. And we say we lift them up to the Lord. What we should be doing is putting our hearts into this burning furnace of love.
You know, I think it's really beautiful because I think so many people would look at saints as sort of toned down and mellow and a little bit stone-hearted, a little bit... we look at simplicity as if it's really bland.
Unemotional. Unpassionate.
Detachment means not enjoying anything. And I think you get the opposite image when you think of Christ lighting her heart on fire.
Yeah.
And I think I experienced that exact example when we spent time with the little brothers and sisters of the Lamb. Because they live in such simplicity, but I think they might be the most adventurous spirits that I've ever met. I remember every time we said goodbye to them and they said, oh, we'll see you in such and such city. We're going to hitchhike there. And everyone would say, you can't. I'm too concerned about you. It's not okay. And there's this little flame in their eyes. Like, let me do this. This is my greatest mission. I could not be more excited to bring God to others in this way.
You know, you're right. Because when we were at their headquarters in France, were you with me when I talked to their founder, Jean-Claude?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
He's 92 years old.
He's lived through World War II in France.
Yeah, he's 92, so he wasn't very mobile, so he was sitting in this chair. So I knelt down and I got eye level with him and I looked into his eyes and I saw fire.
Yeah.
And I even said to him, I said, Jean-Claude, your eyes are on fire. But this is what's supposed to happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
Worse, if God is an all-consuming fire of love, we should be on fire.
Yeah, because I think, honestly, where I see the least fire, the least flame, the least life and energy is people that are consumed in just the world. I think...
Yeah, they're dead. Their eyes are dead.
For instance, there's a blog I follow, and this guy talks about his favorite movies are grim and sterile and depressing. And I think it's so sad, but a lot of people that get really agnostic or atheist sort of fall into this. They almost... It's like pressing into a bruise. They sit in the existentialism, and they just hurt. And they want to see things that are colorless and things that are empty. And they don't have that hope. They don't have that fire. And they don't even want to. And I've seen so many people with no light in their eyes, like I see from the little brothers and the little sisters of the Lamb.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are people consumed by the media and consumed by the world. It doesn't feed that fire.
What would you say, Teresa, is the number one ingredient or the number one thing that we need to do to be on fire, to allow the fire of God to just burn through us? What do you think?
I really think the only way to have that kind of fire is to love Him deeply.
And how do we do that?
Well, I'm saying it's more than just sitting down and praying. It's loving Him in prayer. It's not just, I dedicate a lot of time to God. It's actually dedicating your your soul, your life, your heart to him in prayer when you're with him. Being more intimate.
But how do you do that? What's the difference between someone who prays without the fire and someone who's being set on fire in prayer? How does this happen?
I don't know how to tell you how to love God.
Try.
Well, I mean, it's the same as relationship. It'd be like saying there are some people who can sit and have the same conversation with a friend, but they're not actually listening and they're not actually loving.
What's the difference? I mean, what do you do? How do you change so that you can?
I don't know how to answer this. You're on your own here.
Yeah. I don't really know the answer. I think the answer is constantly begging God, because he's the fire. We can't produce the fire.
Mm-hmm.
He's the fire. I think it's, we have to put ourselves next to the fire as often as we can, which is receiving the Eucharist and spending time in prayer. And I think we have to just beg him, Lord, set me on fire, because we're not the fire. Jesus, set me on fire. I have to tell you, Teresa, I'm really wrestling with this meditation because I recognize my coldness, and I want to be set on fire for the love of God, with the love of God. Right now I'm sitting here thinking, I'm sick and tired of being lukewarm. I'm sick and tired of being a complainer or just a bad Christian.
I think it's hard for people like you and I that like to philosophize in a sense, or like to be very heady about it. But even though we're very passionate in many subjects, it's so important to remember that there's those two aspects. There's putting your mind to God and putting your heart to God.
Yeah. To be passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Passionate. Now, I don't mean emotional in a way that's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
to be that genuine. I think that's the beauty of being truly on fire. Because that's the fire that spreads when it's just so genuine that it bursts forward from you.
Yeah.
It's contagious. That's what flame does. It catches.
But it's also, it's dynamic. It's adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
It's moving. It's not afraid.
This is exactly what Catholics have to be, though, right now. I remember talking with a non-denominational guy a long time ago, and I very much got the sense that he assumed Catholics were solemn and dry and didn't have the passion of the Protestants, didn't have the joy, the fire. And I think as Catholics, that is probably the biggest thing we need to exemplify right now, that we are full of life. We are more alive because we know that we are body and soul. If you're just body, there's nothing to catch fire.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I think that's how a lot of people live. And their joy is quite literally skin deep.
Again, I'm silent because I'm tired of being the way I am, and I want to be set on fire.
If you keep saying you want to get set on fire, you're going to spontaneously combust. But that would be a fantastic way to go out, and what a wild miracle.
That would be a great way to go out. That would be an awesome way to go out. Well, until then, I know where to get the fire, because Jesus offers us his burning furnace of love in his Sacred Heart in the Eucharist. So I'm just going to keep going to the Eucharist until I spontaneously combust. Wouldn't that be funny? Somebody would say, Where's your dad? You say, well, there, it's that pile of ashes right there.
And they'll say, you had him cremated? He did it for us.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.